It's our bad luck to have teachers in this world. But since we're stuck with them, the best we can do is hope to get a brand new one instead of a mean old fart. New teachers don't know the rules, so you can get away with things the old-timers would squash you for. That was my theory. So I was feeling pretty excited to start fifth grade, since I was getting a rookie teacher, a guy named Mr. Terrapt. Right away, I put him to the test. If the bathroom pass is free, all you have to do is take it and go. This year, the bathrooms were right across the hall. It's always been an easy way to get out of doing work. I can be really sneaky like that. I take the pass all the time, and the teachers never notice. And like I said, Mr. Terrapt was a rookie, so I knew he wasn't going to catch me. Once you're in the bathroom, it's mess around time. All the other teachers on our floor were women, so you didn't have to worry about them barging in on you. Grab the bars to the stalls and swing. Try to touch your feet to the ceiling. Swing hard. If someone's in the stall, it's really funny to swing and kick his door in, especially if he's a younger kid. If you scare him bad enough, he might pee on himself a little. That's funny. Or if your buddy's using the urinal, you can push him from behind and flush it at the same time. Then he might get a little wet. That's pretty funny, too. Some kids like to plug the toilets with big wads of toilet paper, but I don't suggest you try doing that. You can get in big trouble. My older brother told me his friend got caught and he had to scrub the toilets with a toothbrush. He said the principal made him brush his teeth with that toothbrush afterward, too. Mrs. Williams is pretty tough, but I don't think she'd give out that kind of punishment. I don't want to find out, either. When I came back into the classroom after my fourth or fifth trip, Mr. Terrapt looked at me and said, "Boy, Peter, I'm going to have to call you Mr. Peabody, or better yet, Peter the Peer. You do more peeing than a dog walking by a mile of fire hydrants." Everybody laughed. I was wrong. He had noticed. I sat down. Then Mr. Terrapt came over and whispered in my ear, "My grandpa used to tell me to tie a knot in it." I didn't know what to do. My eyes got real big when he said that. I couldn't believe it. But that didn't matter. Mr. Terrapt just went back to the front board and the math problem he was going over. I sat there with my big eyes. Soon, a smile, too. "What did he say?" Marty asked. Marty's desk was right next to mine. "Nothing," I said. Ben and Wendy leaned across their desks to hear. They sat right across from us. Our four desks made up table number 3. Mr. Terrapt called us by table sometimes. "Nothing," I said again. It would be my secret. How cool was Mr. Terrapt? His reaction was better than being yelled at like the old farts would have done. Some kids in my class would have cried, but not me. And somehow, I think Mr. Terrapt knew I wouldn't. It was his way of letting me know he knew what was going on without making a huge stink about it. I like that about Mr. Terrapt. He sure could be funny, and I'm a funny guy. This year, for the first time in my life, I started thinking school could be fun.